الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, as I sit here, I think about the name of this masjid, Masjid Mu'az bin Jabal, named after the great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Mu'az bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala an, was a very special Sahabi to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I say special because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one occasion, he called him and he says, Ya Mu'az, O Mu'az, Wallahi inni la'uhibbuk. I take an oath in the name of Allah, I take a qasam in Allah, O Mu'az, I love you. Who is taking this oath? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is telling this sahabi, I love you dearly. And after telling him that, he says, La tada'anna dubura kulli salatin an taqul, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik wa shukrik wa husni ibadatik. They don't forget to read the following dua after every fard salat. O Allah, assist me, a'inni ala dhikrik, in remembering you. In other words, O Allah, I am unable to take your blessed name. You help me to take your name, to make your dhikr. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrik wa shukrik, and showing gratitude to you. Allah, I can't thank you properly. Allah, you have bestowed so many favors upon me. I need to make your shukr. Ya Allah, you help me to make your shukr properly. Wa husni ibadatik, and making your ibadat in a beautiful way, in a most appropriate. So three things. Allah, assist me in making your dhikr properly, making your shukr properly, and making your ibadat properly. This Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, ulama have written, on the day of Qiyamah, he will be amam al-ulama biratwa. He'll be ahead of the ulama, of the ummah, by a spear's length. And some ulamas have written, he will be imam al-ulama. He'll be the imam of the ulama. He was a young sahabi. He didn't live for very long. Plus minus in his 30s, mid-30s, he left this world, he passed on. But regarding him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dispatched him to Yemen once. And as Rasulullah sallam is dispatching him, bidding him farewell, Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala was mounted on the horse at that time, and Rasulullah sallam was walking. So Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala obviously felt it was disrespectful, so he wanted to jump off the horseback and to walk with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Rasulullah sallam stopped him. He said, no, you remain there. And the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with all humility, he holds the reins of the horse of Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, and he gives him beautiful advices. These were parting advices. Various advices he had given Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala on that occasion. And then he tells him, Ya Mu'az, Asa an la talqani ba'd aami hadha, wa la'allaka an tamurra bi masjidi wa qabri. O Mu'az, perhaps you will not meet me again after this year. You will come back And you go past my masjid and my qabr. فبكى معاذ جشعا لفراق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه began to cry profusely. He loves Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He's been sent on a mission to Yemen as a muallim, as a teacher, as a qadi, as a judge, as a da'i to people. He's going there on a special mission. Rasulullah is sending him to go and judge amongst the people, teach them the sharia, help the people there, guide them, be a judge, be a qadi, be a muallim. And Rasulullah says that this may be our last meeting. And when Rasulullah sees Mu'az radiallahu anhu crying, he turns his face away because he could not bear his sahabi crying. And then he tells him, Ya Mu'az, Inna awla an-nasi bi al-muttaqoon man kanu wa haythu kanu. O Mu'az, the person who will be closest to me on the day of Qiyamah are those who are muttaqeen. Those who have taqwa. And this is exactly what we are aspiring and trying to get in the month of Ramadan. We are now towards the end of Ramadan, the tail end of Ramadan. And we have been hearing taqwa, taqwa, taqwa before Ramadan, during Ramadan. May Allah grant us this taqwa. In awla an-nasi bi al-muttaqoon man kanu. Whoever it is. Wa haythu kanu. Wherever he may be residing in the world. Whether he is living in the jungles of Africa, whether he is in Japan or China, or in the Americas, wherever he is, man kanu, he is a Muslim, he is a believer, he has taqwa, he will be most closest to me on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah give us that closest to Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah. But for this, and for anything in this dunya as well, if you want to achieve some result, we have to make a lot of sacrifices, we have to make an effort. Most of us just feel that we can relax and everything will happen. No. Allah's usul, Allah's principle, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. We have to make this mujahada. And there's a constant mujahada against our nafs, our egos, our passions. We are tempted towards evil all the time. So Ramadan came, alhamdulillah, it was a good spiritual training for us, so that after the month of Ramadan, we continue in this light, in this way. Having this taqwa, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not going to break my relationship with my Allah, because in the month of Ramadan, I had a special connection with my Allah. And I've been saying this the past few days now and nights, our main focus is to connect to Allah. To connect to Allah. And this connection has to be a strong one. The love a person has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is a very pure love. It's a genuine love. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers him with his love, then everything in every matter of his becomes correct. There will be some tests and trials and tribulations. By Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, Rasulullah SAW, the final Nabi, went through great tests and sacrifices in his life. When you become a beloved of Allah, it doesn't mean that now you won't be tested in this world. But when the test comes, you will behave differently from a person who doesn't have the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. You'll be able to accept this test from Allah. You will be able to endure that hardship. And not just endure that hardship, you will enjoy making the sabr. We don't ask for difficulties. We don't ask for sabr. Always make the dua for afiyah. Afiyat. Always. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhuma, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked Rasulullah sallam, teach me a dua. Nabi sallam said, ask Allah for afiyat. So he makes his dua. After a couple of days he comes back, Ya Rasulullah, teach me some other dua. He said, O Abbas, make dua for afiyat in this dunya and akhirat. Allah grant me afiyat means safety, security from all type of hardships, calamities, heavenly, divinely, whatever problems, Allah must protect me from those things in dunya and akhirat. And he said this is better than the entire world and whatever it contains. We have this last opportunity. Today is the 25th night. And it could probably be Laylatul Qadr night. And therefore, like in the 21st night, 23rd night, I mentioned the dua, and we have heard it in the dua after salat also. Allahumma, read it after me. Allahumma, innaka afuun, tuhibbul afwa, fa'fu anna. What it means, oh Allah, you are most forgiving. Most forgiving. And oh Allah, you love to forgive. This is the difference between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and makhluk, you and I. Somebody troubles us, okay, the first time we made him maaf. Second time we may shout him, but we'll make him maaf. But the third time we say, how many times must I make you maaf? Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayh, was a great sage, had come to our country in Stanger. Very, very pious, very, very knowledgeable. And one day his khadim did something wrong, and it was a repeated error, and Hazrat had mentioned to him many times, corrected him, but he still did the same mistake again. So he became angry. And so the khadim asked him, maaf, 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 maaf. So Hazrat said, how many times make you maaf? Kitne baar aapko maaf kar rahe? Hazrat Maulana Ilyas rahmatullahi alayhi was the uncle of Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya rahmatullahi, his father's brother. He was sitting upstairs nearby. He overheard this conversation. He said, Zakariya, unko itna maaf karo jitna tu chahta hai ki Allah tujhe maaf kar de. Zakariya, make him maaf that amount of times you want your Allah to forgive you. Quran says, ala tuhibbun an yaghfir Allah lakum, don't you wish that Allah forgives you? I digress a bit. We heard the 26 juz of the Holy Quran, and believe me, Quran is so beautiful, so beautiful. If only we understood what Allah is saying. Ayat upon ayat. So difficult to choose and speak on any particular ayah. But the surah Al-Hujurat, Hujurat means the quarters. These were the homes of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about mannerism, adab. And he starts with showing respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, there were some sahaba who in the afternoon period, whilst Rasulullah was resting, and they needed to get his attention, they would shout, Ya Muhammad, or Ya Rasulullah. Some of them took some pebbles and threw at this door to awaken Rasulullah to alert him. Allah mentioned in the Quran that this is not the right manner. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Allah says, most of them don't have the knowledge, and that is why they're behaving this way. But وَلُوْ أَنَّهُمْ صَبَرُوا, if they are only patient, حَتَّى تَخْرُجَ إِلَيْهِمْ, until you come out of your room or your home and you come to them, لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ, then it would have been better for them. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. O believers, do not raise your voice above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ, when you address him, don't address him how you talk to one another. You got to lower your voice. Allama Ibn Kathir rahimullah ta'ala, and many ulama have written. In Tafsir Ibn Kathir it is mentioned. And therefore I'm quoting Ibn Kathir rahimullah ta'ala, who is a great mufassir. Very authentic tafsir he has written. Well accepted in the entire world. He says, حَيَّنْ وَمَيِّتًا, whilst Rasulullah was alive, you have to have this adab and respect for him, that you should not raise your voice above his voice. And even after he passed away, even then, at his roba mubarak, they also you should not be raising your voice. We go to Madinah Sharif, we're sitting nearby, we're busy chatting, talking about world affairs. Hey, where you staying? How much you paid? How's the chows? How's this? When you going? All worldly discussions. There must be some type of seriousness when we bring there. When we present ourselves before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, mashayikh, ulama, those who had real love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would behave in a total different manner in which when they would stand before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and give their salam. Their eyes wouldn't be wandering around and their minds would not be moving and drifting away. Perhaps some person's sincerity today, Allah Ta'ala knows best, but there are some things that are coming out, and I had no intention to speak about this, but I'll just relate to you
Because many of you knew Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahimahullah, who was my father-in-law, may Allah fill his qabr with noor. There was one occasion that had gone for Umrah, and we left from Makkah to Medina. We had actually made tawaf that night, and Maulana made dua. Then he said, now, individual time, make your own ibadah. So at that time, I managed to get into the Hatim. It's a long story. I was busy making dua, and somebody, my son, come and say, Nana said, we're leaving for Madina Munawara. Whoever wants to come must come now. Now I'm deciding, I'm here inside the Hatim. Shall I remain or go? I said, let me join. And we left. And we reached there just at Fajr time, before Fajr. So obviously, whole night we were in the Haram Sharif, ibadah, tired. So nobody expected Maulana to go early, immediately after that, for salam. I could not sleep, so I went to the Haram Sharif. And as I entered, that time it was much easier to get into the Riyadul Jannah. So I went in there first, I saw Hazrat Maulana coming out, and now he was going for salam. So I tried to quickly read my two rakat namaz, and then go to meet him. But by the time there was some crowd there, when I came out, he had just completed his salam. So I pass him and I make Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah to him. And he did not respond. So immediately you think, maybe he's upset with me, I said something, did something wrong. How come Maulana saying wa alaikum assalam? Later on in the day, when we were sitting, then some of his murids who were there, Hazrat, you went in the morning, we didn't know. He said, no, I went alone, I just felt like going alone. So I said, no, I was present there. He said, where were you? I said, I even passed you, I made salam to you, but you did not respond. He said, I was in a different world. So that is how when we make salam there, we should go with full adab, conscientize ourselves. We go for Umrah, how often? But let us try and improve our Umrah, our acts of ibadah, especially in Medina Sharif, and of course Makkah in the Haram Sharif. Don't worry about the rest of the people, what's happening and what they're doing, what they're buying, what shopping they're doing, and where they got this woman folk, this abaya and that cloak. All that you talk in the hotel if you want to talk. Khair. So Allah Ta'ala talks about adab. Then Allah Subhanahu talks about social ethics. Allah gives us guidelines. And Allah talks specifically about mocking one another. It has become a very common thing amongst us. We tend to mock people. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la yaskhar qawmun min qawmin asa ayyakunu khayran minhum wala nisa'un min nisa'in asa ayyakunna khayran minhun. Allah addresses the males and then females that do not mock another person. So when you mock somebody, then definitely you are feeling yourself to be superior to him. He's lower than you. That's a sign of pride and arrogance. That is why you're mocking him. And mocking is not only by means of your words, but even mimicking him, that's also mockery, and you are sinful for that as well. So Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about mocking, or even mimicking some person. You know, the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were great, great, great people. They are the mothers of the believers, ummahatul mu'mineen, azwajul mutahharat. They lived such a beautiful, pure life. But there were times when they made some errors and Rasulullah immediately rectified them. Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, also the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Safiya radiallahu anha came from a Jewish family. Her father was a Jew, then obviously she embraced Islam and she married Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brilliant woman, brilliant. But there was a time when Rasulullah spoke about Safiya to Zainab and she said, Qasira, that short one. So she picked on her stature. How we say shorty, uttigni hai. Rasulullah became so upset. It is mentioned in hadith, for 2.5 months he stopped talking to Zainab radiallahu ta'ala. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala once said regarding Safiya, tilkal Yahudiya, that Yahudiya woman. Rasulullah said, Aisha, what did you say? لَقَدْ كُلْتِ كَلِمَةً لَوْ مُزِجَتْ بِمَاءِ الْبَحْرِ لَمَزَجَتْهُ أَيْ أَفْسَدَتْهُ. You have uttered such a word. Picking out on her, she is a Muslim now, she's a mu'mina. She came from a Yahudi family, but you said such a thing. that if it has to be mixed with the oceans, it will spoil the sweetness of the water of the oceans. So therefore we have to be very careful. Do not mock any person. Then Allah spoke about, do not make ghiba of people. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. Ghiba, backbiting, has become so common among the learned and every other person as well, that nobody bothers about the seriousness of this sin. And so we just blurt out anything, especially with social media, somebody passes on a message without verifying it. We pass it, we send it forward, and as a disclaimer, sent as received. First of all, was there a need to send it forward? Was it so something so important, so vital? 99% of the times, it is all layani, futile. There is no real need for us to send those messages through. Ponder, think, especially the month of Ramadan. Even our mothers and sisters at home also. Let us not abuse these benefits Allah has given us and His beautiful times that we have and occasion that we have. Brothers, kindly come forward. I think some brothers are coming from Shit. Their money is sitting outside. Just come a bit forward, inshallah. So, ghiba. Allah says, do you wish to eat the flesh of your brother who is dead, he's deceased? Would you like to eat his corpse? فَكَرِهْتُمُ. Nobody will want to eat the carrion of his Muslim brother. It has stench in it, it has odor in it. You'll move away from it. Allah likened making ghibah, backbiting. ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ. This is the definition of ghibah. You're mentioning something of your Muslim brother or sister that which if he has to hear you mentioning that, he will dislike you talking about that. Sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I'm speaking something of him and he is guilty of it, is that still ghibah? Rasulullah said, yes, that is ghibah. And in fact, if you just mention something regarding him which he is innocent of, in other words, you are casting a false rumor, then that is buhtan. That is slandering him. So this Surah Al-Hujurat talks about these important aspects in our life. Suspicion. Badgumani. How often something goes missing at home, immediately where does our mind go to? She must have stolen it. And after some time, we find it. We realize that we had forgotten, we placed it in the cupboard ourselves, and we just completely forgot about it. You see a man coming out from some place, he's coming out from a pub. Oh, he must have drank liquor. He may have gone there for some purpose, some reason. Perhaps he went to take some person else out from there. Sharia does not give us any leeway, any concession to think bad of any person. So we're living in a society that we all have become caught up in these evil practices. We all become embroiled. We like sensational news. Hey, this happened, that happened. Without verifying it, you know, pass it on to the next person. And as I mentioned, so much is layani, futile. There's no need for you to even bother about it. Ignore it. Don't help spreading mischief. And even if somebody did something wrong, if you have to make islah, then do it in the right way. But there's no need for you to now send it forward to others. Let's ponder and see our own lives. How often we have done these things. How often we do these things. You know, all these things, antahbata a'malukum. It is destroying our a'mal. Destroying our a'mal. We don't realize it. On one hand, we're doing so much of good. We give charity, we're performing salat, we're making i'tikaf, we're keeping roza, taraweeh. On the other hand, there's no control of our tongues. Somebody said very well, maine bahut insaan ko dekha jiske badan par kapre nahi the. I saw many human beings in the world, poor, downtrodden. There was famine, drought, abject poverty. They had no clothes on their bodies. Maine bahut se insaan ko dekha jin par kapre nahi the. They had no clothes on their body. And then he says, maine bahut se kapre ko bhi dekha jiske andar insaan nahi tha. I saw many a clothing without a human being inside. The person who was wearing that clothing, I could not call him a human being. Because all the time he's mocking some person, making riba, carrying tales, having suspicion. Rasulullah said, Al-Muslimu Ahul Muslim. A Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. La yazlimuhu. He does not oppress his Muslim brother. وَلَا يَحْقِرُهُ. He does not look down upon his Muslim brother. لَا يَخْذُلُهُ. When he requires assistance at that time, he doesn't abandon him. لَا يَخُونُهُ. He is not disloyal to him. Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned, لَا تَحَاسَدُ. Don't be jealous of one another. You know what jealousy does? It actually devours, it consumes all of our good deeds. Like how fire burns wood. لا تباغضوا. A Muslim does not have enmity in his heart for his Muslim brother. Bogd. Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma. He was a sahabi, his father was a sahabi. He's sitting in the company of Rasulullah in the majlis. A man is going past, and Rasulullah says, see this man there, who just made wudu. They could see the effects of the water still on his beard. He had his sandal, his strap on his shoulder, and he was going past. Rasulullah said, رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. This man is a jannati. So he was very, very curious. Because 3 days, 3 consecutive days, Rasul mentioned this. So now he needs to make a plan to go and stay in his house to see what action, what amal he is doing that makes him a jannati. Perhaps he's reading long, long namaz at night. He's engaging long, long du'as. Some ibadat he's making that I need to bring to my life. So he makes a plan, he makes some excuse that I have got some matter at home, so could I stay by you? Some said, you welcome. I mean, the Sahabi said, you are most welcome. Who was the Sahabi? The Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala. And after 3 nights, he says, I saw nothing different. Yes, at night, when he turns from one side to the other, he'll take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some zikr. Nothing special. So after 3 days, you see, you know, the reality is, Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned you were a man of Jannah, so I wanted to know what you were doing so special. He said, no, nothing. These were Sahaba. They were sincere, they were genuine. Anybody praises that, we'll start to, I did this, I did that. It's become so common. Any good deed we do, it must go viral. When are we going to do things only for the sake of Allah? Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah says, do a good deed and throw it into the river. And what will be the result? It will come back to you one day when you are in the desert. That's a whole other bayan on its own. But do things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, if you insist, and Rasulullah said this, okay. Then perhaps it's because of 2 reasons. I have no enmity and malice in my heart for any person. And I'm not jealous of any Muslim brother of mine. I don't have hasad, I don't have bogd. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, the khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was approximately 10 years old when his mother had given him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a gift. Let my Anas serve you. He'll be your attendant. And he served Rasulullah for 10 years. And he says, وَمَا قَالَ لِي أُفٍ قَطُّ. The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never reprimanded me. He never told me uff even. He says, one day Rasulullah tells me, Ya Anas, Ya Bunay, O my beloved child, إِنْ قَدَرْتَ أَن تُصْبِحَ وَتُمْسِيَ وَلَيْسَ فِي قَلْبِكَ غِشٌ لِأَحَدٍ فَفْحَلْ. Try your level best that you rise in the morning and in the evening you are in this condition that you have no malice in your heart for any person. Why? وَذَٰلِكَ مِنْ سُنَّتِي. Because that is from my sunnah. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي. Whoever loves my sunnah, he loves me. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever loves me, he will be with me in Jannah. The sunnah we normally think about are the other aspects and a'mal we do which categorize as sunnah. Yes, definitely. But we forget about these sunan. The life of Rasulullah showed us all these things to keep our heart clean and pure. You know the hadith I mentioned, Rasulullah said, don't have jealousy for one another. He even mentioned that if I am selling a product to our brother here, and we are doing this deal, and the deal is almost going to be closed, and suddenly somebody else comes from behind, and he offers me a better price, so I sell it to him. Rasulullah says that he should not come and intervene whilst a transaction is going to be concluded. He knows I'm doing a deal now. Let that deal continue. If for some reason we cancel this deal, then you can go and put in your offer. How often we buy properties or cars or whatever it is, and we go behind the back, behind the scenes, and then we make that person cancel that. What's going to happen? You're going to create hatred in his heart for you. You're breaking his heart. And this is what Sharia does not want, to break the Muslim's heart. And that is why Hazrat Jarir bin Abdullah al-Bajali radiallahu ta'ala, he was known as Yusuf of this ummah. Extremely handsome. That he was known as the Yusuf of this ummah. He tells his servant to purchase a horse for him. The servant goes, he purchases the horse for 300 dirhams. So Jarir bin Abdullah al-Bajali radiallahu ta'ala asks, how much did you pay? He said, pay 300 for it. Only 300? You should have paid more. I don't know about you, if I was in that case, I'd say, hey, mashallah, you did a good job, man. You got it for nothing. Jarir tells him, no, take me to that seller. I need to pay more for it. People come to know on the way, hey, what are you doing? No, I need to pay more. This man has gone off his head. He's gone crazy. He goes, he tells the seller, listen here, my servant bought it, but he paid too less for it. I'd like to give you more. Okay, no problem. 400 is fine, happy. 500, 600. He pays him 800 dirhams. Look, from 300 to 800 dirhams. Maybe some buzruk sitting here. He might be doing this in his deals. Allah knows best. But generally, there's nobody going to go pay so much more for anything. If something was 99 rand, if the board is upside down, 66 rand we got it for. And we're so happy about it. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. On the day of Qiyamah, people will be standing before Allah. Nothing is hidden then. Nothing. In dunya you can get away. Akhirat, you can never get away. Ramadan is this month to purify our hearts. So this long hadith of some mentions, لا تناجشوا, do not deceive one another, do not have hatred, ولا تدابروا, do not cut off relationships. So common, so common, so common. Almost every family, people have broken relationships. It's painful. We all are human beings, we make mistakes, but make amends. Lower yourself for the sake of Allah. You will find so much of peace and happiness in this dunya before you reach akhirat also. It needs courage. It causes you a lot of grief and pain. But just forgive the person for the sake of Allah. After mentioning all this, Rasulullah said, "At-taqwa hahuna wa yushiru ila sadrihi thalathan." This is taqwa. You don't look down upon your Muslim brother or sister. You don't have enmity for him. You don't have jealousy for him. You don't deceive him. You don't cheat him. This is taqwa. At-taqwa hahuna. Rasul pointed to his heart. This is the reservoir of taqwa. These are amal of taqwa as well. Normally we just refer or we say when we talk about taqwa, it's ibadah only. No. There's one aspect of taqwa. Very important. But there is this aspect of taqwa, huququl ibad also. We have consumed the rights of people. We don't care about our neighbors, family members, husband, wife, our adults, our elders of a community, our parents, our children. When we speak to people, speak kindly. And of course, I'm saying this for myself. Wallahi al-Azim, I'm not saying out of humility or anything. I know my weaknesses. Allah, cover our faults, our weaknesses. May Allah make us good people. إِنَّمَا النَّاسُ كَالْإِبِلِ الْمِئَةِ لَا تَكَادُ تَجِدُ رَاحِلًا. Rasulullah mentioned this hadith. That people are like 100 camels, and you can hardly find a camel worthy of riding. Is that a time will come. A time will come when you will have so many camels, but you won't. Or a time will come you'll have so many people, but you won't find good people then. Like a person has 100 camels and not a single one is suitable for riding. Or we have a huge auto lot and we check the cars. Every single car has some problem. Not one is roadworthy. النَّاسُ كَثِيرٌ وَالْمَرْضِيُّ مِنْهُمْ قَلِيلٌ. There is a sharh of this. There will be plenty of people, Muslims, large numbers, but people who are acceptable in the eyes of Allah, very few. Don't hurt somebody. Talk with kindness. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Ram used to say, listen with the ears of tolerance. Especially for husbands. You go home, they say in English, of course I don't mean bad, our mothers, we respect them, we have a lot of love and realia. And many people say, Mawlana, you always take the part of the ladies. Because they make our khidmat. But in English it's called henpecking. So you gotta be tolerant. You listen. Your son comes to you. And he's telling you, Papa, this is, listen to him. Be tolerant. Listen with the ear of tolerance. See with the eye. And speak with the tongue of love. Three things. Try it out. Mujahada. Your wife will say, what happened to you? You became buzrug, man. Call that Mawlana more and more that. Just don't do it only for 1 hour and by Sari time you lose it again. No. As the Thani Ramatulari mentions the gist of it. You know, we talk about Islam, I want to change myself, reformation, I want to become good. But don't just leave it at just talks. You got to plunge into the deep end. You have to be sincere, dedicated, determined. Come what may, I need to change my life. He says, Islah bila mashakkat na mumkin hai. To have, to reform yourself, and spiritually, to reform yourself without any pain that you're going to undergo, it's not possible. I give the example, Allah save us, the car needs some panel beating, and are you gone there also to the panel beaters, and you watch him taking that hammer to pound the car. Hey, wait, take it easy, man. I paid a lot for this car. Eventually he'll tell you, bye, take your car and go away. I cannot repair your car. These souls of ours need that spiritual nourishment. We make mistakes, nobody is perfect. As human beings, we become affected, we become angry. But when we speak, now we've got to make that effort to speak sweetly. And most cases, people who are around us, close to us, We speak to them with a harsher tone. But we go to the corporate world, and when she comes in front of you, you change your accent also. There was the muhaddith Abu Hamza, known as As-Sukkari. وَكَانَ لَا يَبِيعُ السُّكَّرِ. He never used to sell sugar. Sukkar means sugar. How we have sukkari dates now? Rutab, very juicy. He was given the title As-Sukkari, one who he's attributed, linked to sukkar, to sugar. And he said, لِكَثَّةِ حَلَاوَةِ كَلَامِهِ. Because when he spoke with sweetness. There's an incident mentioned that he was relocating. And the people came to know about this. They go and they beg him that we'll pay you double the amount you want to sell your house for, because we can never get a neighbor like you. We can never get a neighbor like you. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, when he was selling his house, his neighbor was a Yahudi, a Jew. And when the Jew was selling his home, he doubled the price for it. People ask how the value of this, market value is not this. Why are you doubling the price? He said, one is the value I'm asking, charging for my home. And the other one, to be a neighbor of Abdullah bin Mubarak. And to be his neighbor, you're going to pay for it as well. There were two people. One was selling honey. And the other one was selling vinegar. Many of you heard this many times from me. But I'm going to repeat it, because we need to make amal ourselves. And of course, somebody new, first time is hearing it. Some mother is listening first time. So both are selling one something. One is selling honey, the other one is selling vinegar. Vinegar, we know, is bitter. But his business is thriving. They accuse of people coming in and buying vinegar. The guy who's selling honey, people come into his shop, but they leave very quickly and nobody's purchasing anything from him. So he is quiet. Then becomes frustrated. He tells his neighbor, "Bhai, you are selling vinegar, bitter. How come you getting so busy? I'm selling honey, so sweet, and nobody's coming to buy from me." Says, "Bhai, no offense, but I'm selling vinegar with the tongue of honey. And you are selling honey with the tongue of vinegar. When people are coming to your shop, you're not talking to them nicely. You're not serving them in a nice way, politely. You're shouting at them. Nobody's going to purchase that honey from you. I'm selling vinegar, but in a sweet manner, in a kind way." Think good of the next Muslim brother. Wish well for him. So he pays 800 dirhams. We're talking about Jarir bin Abdullah al-Bajali radiallahu anhu. He accepted Islam right in the latter part of Rasulullah's life. Plus minus just over a year before the demise of Rasulullah. This is the correct version. So he pays 800 dirhams, is returning. People ask him, "Jarir, how much you paid?" He said, 800. "Amma junoonan anta? You gone crazy, you mad, insane, you lost your mind? You paid so much from 300 to 800? He says, "No, I am not gone off my head. Bayatu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala iqami salah wa ita'i zakah wa nushi li kulli muslimin." When I pledge allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I put my hand into the hands of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I took bayat on these three things, that I will establish salah in my life, I will discharge my zakat, and I will be a genuine well-wisher for my Muslim brother. And I honestly believe that this is the price and the value of this horse, and therefore I am paying him this amount. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, great sahabi of Rasulullah, young in the time of Rasulullah, but he became the leader of the mufassireen on account of the dua of Rasulullah made for him because he made some khidmah when once Rasulullah went to relieve himself. And Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, a young sahabi, he felt, let me keep the wuzu water ready, he's some miswak, musalla, so when he comes out, it becomes easy for him. He left it. He prepared everything and he went one side. And Rasulullah comes out, he says, somebody prepared everything for me. Who is it? They said, Abdullah did it. Rasulullah gives him a dua. Allahumma allimhu al-kitab wal-hikmah. Wa fi riwayatin wa faqqihu fi al-deen. Allah give him the understanding of Quran. And bless him with wisdom. Give him the understanding of deen. He used to say three things. I become so elated and happy when there was drought in a certain place and then Allah sent down rain so that the people who had their livestock there, now they are getting rain and the animals can survive. Even though I don't have one animal amongst that, those people's livestock. Not one goat of mine is there, not one sheep of mine is there. There's nothing that's going to be beneficial for me. But I heard there was drought there, and when rain comes, I become so happy for them. You see, when you're looking at the prosperity of your next Muslim brother, you want him to be happy. Not that he's getting more customers in, you're burning within yourself. Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi says, that be a ladder, or a lamppost, or a lifeboat. Three things. Be a ladder. In other words, you must be a ladder. But what do people do with ladders? They climb on the ladder. Help people to climb on you. Support them. Let them be progressive in life. Of course, earning the akhirat. Even if they require some help in dunya, let the man be prosperous. Give him good ideas, good suggestions. Advise him correctly. Be a ladder to your Muslim brother. Be a lamppost. People are misguided. There's darkness. You have some light. You've got a lamppost. You've got a lantern. Show them the way out of gumrahi towards light. From zulumat to noor. People don't understand something in deen. And you understood it. Show them the way out in a nice way. Be a lifeboat. People are drowning. Literally, people are leaving the fold of Islam because of shubuhat, so many doubts. Become a lifeboat and save the lives of people. This is what Islam is all about. This is the meaning of being a Muslim, a true Muslim. But if we're going to have false aspersions and suspicion, and we're going to mock and belittle people, you know, in the time of Imam Malik rahmatullahi, there was a woman who was giving ghusl. You know, a woman passed away, and the ladies were giving her ghusl. So one of the women giving ghusl, whilst giving ghusl, she says to the others, you know, this woman, she made zina. The moment she says that, her hand got stuck to the body of this mayyit. Now, they're trying their level best to pull her hand out. Impossible. They go to various ulama what to do. Some said, chop off her hand. Others said, chop off the body of the deceased. Finally, they come to Imam Malik rahmatullahi. So he inquires, they tell me, did you say something ill of this woman, this mayyit? She says, yes. I falsely accused her of committing zina. And because of that, Allah made it such her hand got stuck to this body of this mayyit. Imam Malik rahmatullah then said, the only way out is that you must be given 80 lashes. And the moment this punishment was meted out to her, then immediately her hand broke off from that mayyit's body. So these are lessons for us. We overlook many things. We do as we please. We follow our nafs and desires. We have no control of our tongues. They say animals have long tongues, but they are silent. Insan have short tongues. They can't stop remaining silent. Amlik alayka lisanak. Have control of your zuban. So in Tunay Sarawi, Allah mentions a few of these important aspects. And this brings unity in the community. Somebody goes wrong, then teach him in a nice way. Call him aside, talk to him properly. They say, when you're looking for faults of your Muslim brother, don't look with the telescope. Look with the mirror. If you're going to put the mirror, what are you going to see? Your own image. Because the reflection you see in the mirror, you've got a lot of things to put right there. Rather than just looking at that man's imperfections and talking ill of that person. Purity of the heart. Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala takes his friend Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala. He says, Abu Darda, I'm interested in that family, in that girl. I want to get married to her. You go forward and propose on my behalf. He says, fine. So Salman says, I'll wait outside. You go in and propose, and I'll wait for you outside. He said, look, fine. He goes inside, he makes salam, he sits there. He said, you know what? My brother Salman is interested in your people's daughter. If you kind enough, then, you know, accept this proposal. They say, Amma Salman Fala. No. We're not interested in Salman, but we don't mind you as a son-in-law. In the rush of everything, they got him married. Abu Darda's nikah took place. He went to take the proposal for Salman. Hayatul Sahaba has got this mentioned. And now his nikah got him. How he is going to come outside and tell Salman, "Bhai, this is what happened." He goes out, Salman says, "Kya hua? What happened?" "Salman, I'm feeling embarrassed. What happened?" He said, "I went inside to propose on your behalf. They got me married." Oh, Salman says, "Wallahi, I should be embarrassed. That I am proposing for a girl whom Allah had decreed in the heavens for you." Brothers, there are so many incidents, so many waqiyat. I just wrote a few down here. But I don't know many of you are happy, tired. And this is a long night tonight, inshallah. If it's a Laylatul Qadr, Allah bless us with Laylatul Qadr night. The person who's deprived of Laylatul Qadr night, he's deprived of all good. Comes once a year. Seek for it. If it's already gone past, still we make dua to Allah. Don't make us mahrum of your maghfirat, your rahmat. Before the end of Ramadan comes, ya Allah, help me to change my life. Make me a better person. Make me a better person. Good akhlaq. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, what is good akhlaq? Good akhlaq means talaqatul wajh, smiling. Not at that ghair mahram woman who comes. No. Smile at your wife. Smile at those people who you are supposed to smile at. Of course, there are times for smiling and there are times that you shouldn't be smiling. You don't smile all the time, but smile. Learn to smile. We all have to make this effort. Some people smile naturally. The doctor who I know very well, he smiles all the time. Naturally, he smiles. In fact, his son was doing hifz by me. And all the time smiling, so one day I got upset. I said, "Bhai, something wrong with me? You're smiling all the time." Then I realized, it was just him. So his father, the doctor, he went to see his patient in the hospital. There was another person who wasn't his patient, a Muslim person or some, whoever he was. He said, "Let me go out of courtesy, see how this person is." So he's smiling at him and looking at him. He said, "Bhai, if you only know what I'm going through, you won't be smiling at me." Talaqatul wajh, learn to smile. And badlul ma'roof, do good things. Good things don't have to be something very huge and big. And kafful adha, refrain from causing taklif to any person. Two incidents. Again, as Abuna Yusuf rahmatullahi, my respected beloved father-in-law, we can talk about him. Allah Ta'ala has, you know, honored these people. They gave their lives for us, especially people of like us in Durban, and of course throughout the country. So, in the beginning, there was one day where I was sitting with him. It was Sunday afternoon. It was very hot. And this lady comes selling the straw brooms. She had about 10 in her hand, going door to door and selling it. She came to Maulana's house. We were sitting there outside. So he asked her, "How much is it?" That time must have been about 10 rand or something. So he bought all 10, gave her 100 rand, And he told me, now take this and give the ladies inside, give your mother, give your mother-in-law, give your wife, give your whoever it is. So I'm thinking also, like, so he tells me, you see the sweat, perspiration coming down her face. She'll go door to door. She might sell one or two brooms. Then she has to go home to feed her family. What's the day if you were kind enough to buy these 10 broomsticks? Does our mind go to these things? No. But we're ready to cheat and deceive. We're ready to mark a plan. Kaful adha. Don't cause taklif to any person. Now I will show you the level of how they far-sighted they were. I was not there. I was gone in Jama'at at the time. My sons were very young at the time. They tell their Nana, please, Nana, let's have a braai. So okay, they bought something. There was a squattle braai. As they braai, he tells them, she'd call them motas, first and last time. Ah, Nana, what happened? He said, "Bhai, see, we have this little meat here. And this braai, the smoke is going to the neighbors' homes. We don't have enough to give them. How they will be feeling, their children will be feeling when they're getting the smell of this braai. I don't think any one of us will even think of this. When you become a friend of Allah, Allah guides you. Allah makes your life become so pure and clean. So let us try our level best. Tonight, I have taken much of your time. May Allah grant you great rewards for making the sabr and sitting here. It is so, you know, gives you so much of happiness to see such large crowd and so many youngsters, so many youngsters. Believe me, I have some pain in my heart or some concern and love for the youth. You are the flag bearers of Islam. You do not understand your value. You do not know what your forefathers have done in this country for you. You see a beautiful masjid like this. A few years ago, it wasn't like this. Great efforts took place. Tabligh Jamaat, ulama came from overseas, different organizations, individual efforts. They established madrasas, maktabs. That apa, shud, alif, ba, ta. Maybe she wasn't so learned as we have so much of knowledge today, but she made an effort. Through that, so many people became ulama afterwards. Perhaps the carpets of the masjid were not so elegant. Maybe not so many people set for itikaf, maybe one or two in the masajid. But their focus was Allah and the akhirat. They were genuine. So my special dua goes out to the youth, our young girls at home also. Connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't embroil yourself in futile things and the fitna that is going around. You're going to destroy your life. Person has slipped, taken drugs, make tawbah istighfar tonight. As you're sitting at this very moment. We're not here to point fingers that he's a druggie and he goes to rehab and he does that. No, that's not our thing. It's between him and Allah. Our job is to be that ladder, be that lamppost, or be that lantern, and be that lifeboat. Help the people. Guide them. Hold him by his hand. Sit with him. Talk to him. If a person has taken drugs, then make the sincere tawbah istighfar. I've seen the faces of so many people, ya Allah. Who either going to the rehab or just came out, the whole face looks so different. And I know that youngster does not want to do it, but he's so caught up in it. You know, when you get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah grant it to me. I don't have it. We are fake. Wallahi al-azim, we are fake. We just read in the kitab and we just saying it. If you're a true lover of Allah, the ecstasy, the enjoyment you get just by taking the name Allah. The sajda is different. Your ruku is different. I mentioned the other night, Hazrat Fazlur Rahman Ganj Murad Abadi Rahmatul Ali, when he used to make sajda, when he used to go down and say, Subhan Rabbi Al-A'la. With such a love for Allah, that he would say, Goya ki Allah mujhse pyar kar raha hai. I can feel Allah showering me with His love, that I wish I don't have to raise my head from that sajda. Ours is fast, fast. Let's change our direction a little bit. My one friend, I asked him, you benefit from the bayan? He said, Maulana, my compass was off, man. I was fast asleep. You see, the compass, the needle has to be right. If it's facing north, it will be steady, it will be fixed, firm. It won't shake. The moment you change it, it begins to quiver. You come onto the path towards Allah, it does not only become something that you are now doing, but it becomes enjoyable. It becomes enjoyable. And you will look for opportunities to connect more and more to Allah. Believe me, as a youngster, the moment you connect to Allah, the sooner you come onto the, you connect to Allah, you're coming into the right track. Again, Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah mentioned, this road towards Allah, this road is yours and yours alone. Listen to this. Think about it. Go home. Ponder over it. This road, we're all moving on this journey towards Allah. This road is yours and yours alone. Others may walk it with you, but they cannot walk it for you. They cannot walk it for you. Thousands of people have walked this road, Sahaba, radiallahu anhu ajma'in, Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, beloved Rasulullah wassalam, pious people. And they've made it. And we also can make it, and we will make it, inshallah. You have to be positive. You make a slip, immediately come and make tawbah istighfar. Don't lose hope, no matter what you have done. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us His muhabbat, His ishq. I'm not good in singing and things like that, but this is the kalam of pious people. Hazrat Hakim, Aribillah Hakim, Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali. Those who sat in his company and really spent some time with him. We were very, very, very fortunate to have spent some time with him. We even traveled overseas with him. He had love for Allah, brimming. And prior to that, we didn't understand what is love for Allah. We're still learning. We know we must obey Allah. But go one step beyond this. Not just obedient to Allah, become a lover of Allah. Inshallah, we all become the lovers of Allah. Inshallah is very soft. We're not making tashkil, bhai. Bhai Salman Patel is not very far away. He's in the other masjid tonight. Bhai, be determined, no matter who you are. You don't have to be an alim or a scholar. No. You're an ordinary, simple person. But once you're connected to Allah, then everything becomes so enjoyable. Then you'll give preference to Allah's pleasure over the pleasures of this world. Then she's phoning you all the time, sending you those messages. You said, La to that Layla. No more. Broke off relationship. She said, come on, man. La. Mentioned the other night, Fudail bin Iyaz, rahmatullahi. He was he lived a very bad life. Immoral life. He was a highway robber also. And also, he was caught in an illicit relationship. And he should scale the wall every day and chat with his beloved. And spend long hours at night. So nowadays, there's no scaling walls, but we got the cell phone and we're chatting whole night. Allah protect us. And the one night, as he scales this wall, and suddenly he hears somebody reciting the verse, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ إِلَى آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. Has not the time dawned for the believing men and women, for those who have iman, that they should humble themselves, have a receptive heart, obey Allah's commands? Has not the time come now? Enough is enough. Don't destroy your youth. When you become old and then you reflect on your past, and then to say, Layta shabab ya'udu. How I wish that youth comes back. It is too late, never to come back again. You are still young. Spend your youth in the ibadat of Allah, in the obedience of Allah. You'll be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, when there'll be no shade but Allah's shade. You slip, go to some person who you can talk to. I made this mistake. Help me out of it. If the person is genuine, he'll help you. So may Allah grant all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. I will just render a few of these very, very important couplets. And then we'll just make dua, inshallah. As it says, this nafs, dushman here, it is your enemy. We're talking about the evil nafs. Dushman ko nashat kar, simply means, displease your nafs. Don't obey your nafs.
Apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar.
Before I continue, let me quickly just give you the gist. He says, just stand up, rise. Apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar. Beg from your Allah. And tonight is the night to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, learn to beg. Learn to talk. Learn to make dua. The sister who passed away recently, husband told me, Mona, I'm telling you, there's one thing my wife had. There's such a Mubarak mouth she had. But she was always engaged in dua. Always engaged in dua. And she used to make her dua properly. She says, you know, me, I'm making Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, finish. And she was still thinking, Rabbana atina fi dunya. Exactly how he told me. So I told him, it is mentioned in the kitab, when Allah loves the person, Allah puts him on the dua. Allah gives him chances. Oh, come, talk to me, talk to me. Enjoy talking to Allah. So he says, wake up at night and talk to Allah. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ki abad kar. Go into sajda. And in sajda, cry before Allah. You don't know many masnoon duas? At least you know, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban. Learn the masnoon duas to make in sajda. Or if you can't make it in your salah, then you raise your hands after namaz and make whatever dua in any language. Of course, dua which is halal, not haram. And talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says, Ruh ku nuri taqwa se tu shad kar. In other words, make this ruh that we have, please it with the nur of taqwa. The taqwa we discussed now. Do the do's and refrain from the don'ts. Simple. That is taqwa. Somebody asks you, what is taqwa? Do what Allah has commanded you to do and refrain from those things that Allah has forbidden you. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko nashad kar. Don't please your nafs. Dil ko noor khuda se tu abad kar. Abad means to inhabitate. Fill this heart of yours with noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please, if somebody needs to go, please, you're most welcome to carry on. But if you want to sit here, inshallah to your barakah, Allah may forgive me. Tonight, you know, things are just coming onto my tongue. Inshallah, inshallah, it will benefit myself and many people. A little bit of qurbani. Haritha bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala, great sahabi of Rasulullah, he's sleeping in the masjid. Nabi Sam awakens him and says, Kaifa asbahta ya Haritha? Haritha, how have you risen this morning? What's your condition? What an answer. Asbahtu ya Rasulullah, he says, mu'minan haqqa. I've risen to be a pakka, a genuine believer. Oh, you made a claim. What's your proof? He says, azaftu nafsi ani dunya. I've broken myself from dunya. The dunya doesn't affect me. When I see a Porsche, I say, oh, check that Porsche, man. Dunya is in my heart. He says, I've broken myself. And sometimes a person may be riding a Porsche, but nothing happening to him. It's normal. And then he says, that as though, listen very carefully, كَأَنِّي أَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ عَرْشِ رَبِّي يَا رَسُولُ, as though I can see the arsh of my Rabb in front of me. We are taking Manchester, Liverpool, and all other things, and dunya, and this container, and those things. He's as though I can see the arsh of my Allah in front of me. And as though I can see the people in Jannah rejoicing and happy in Jannah. And as though I can see the people of Jahannam shrieking and shouting and screaming for help. Rasulullah tells him, إِنَّكَ مْرُؤٌ نَوَّرَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ. Verily you are such a person whom Allah has enlightened his heart. Allah has illuminated his heart. فَلْزَمْ. Hold on to this. Cling on to this. So may Allah grant it to us. You see, guna ko khayish, ki khayish ko barbaad kar. You know, guna, the temptation towards guna. You have to check that woman. I'm going to repeat the story because, you know, it's very nice. Inshallah, light heart. Our young boys will appreciate it. You know, there was this boy, and every time, any opportunity to check one girl out there, to cast her last little glances, he always. So you see this girl, this person from far, she's in Parda. Now again, he thought, let me just try now. So he's following her. And she comes under the bus, so he also follows that bus. He's not even going to that destination, but this is ishq. When you've gone crazy over some woman, you'll do anything. We're sitting away, and then after some time, she comes off the bus. So he also jumps off. And now he gets his chance. Now let me go and show some love to her, and you know. So he says, I must buy her something. Now he's in India there, what can I buy? There's no lint chocolate, and I don't know what they give now. So he sees some sugar cane. He takes one nice cane, sugar cane. He goes, runs in front. He comes down. He presents this. My beloved, this is for you. She unveils her face. And he gets a shock of his life. Oh, lady. She says, beta, daant nahi hai. I don't have any teeth. Usko chaba nahi sakta hoon. I can't bite onto this. Poor man lost her. Allah saved him. I tell my students, many of them are here, you know, sometime you have made up your mind, I'm not going to do anything wrong now. No more I'm going to look at any girl or anything. Finished. And as you take this plunge, then comes the test. The next week, suddenly in a distance, you see one pretty face. Now, that urge comes again. And you say, okay, I'll just look one more last time and finish after that. But you already took this path now. And Allah saw you were genuine. So Allah is going to help you. What happens? Suddenly one bus comes in between. And now that bus driver is taking Nanima's time. He is not moving. And you say, hey, come on. By the time he moves, she's gone. This was Allah's plan to protect you. This was Allah's plan to protect you. My young says, Wallahi al-Azim, you got that energy. And you can do it. Become Allah wala. The whole country will become so spiritually uplifted. The whole world, the globe will become so good. If we start first in our own homes, in our own circles, instead of wasting time, this party and that party and whatever. Eat, my father-in-law would say, eat well, sleep well, have a nice home, drive nice, no problem. But stay away from guna. Don't displease Allah. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر Use this tongue of yours to praise Allah. Tonight inshallah. Take Allah's name just once. With real love. Just say one now. From the bottom of your heart. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Go home, practice again. Take the name of Allah with love and says, Ya Allah, at your doorstep, I am placing my head. I am making sajda. That's the closest a person can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hamse is zubaku tu hammad kar sar ko chokat pe unki tu sajjad kar qalb ja ko tu us dar pe abbad kar
اور سکون دل و جان اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر
And this is the main part of this whole couplet, this kalam of marifat, that the khushiyo you have, these haram pleasures, Ya Allah, I'm destroying it for your sake. Annihilating my whims and fancies, haram pleasures. And Allah, I'm going to make my heart full with your pleasure, your happiness. I'm not going to make you naraz. I'm only going to make you happy. Recite Durood Sharif.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا النقوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم فاعف عنا يا كريم Oh my most beloved Allah, my most Rahim, Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, you are most generous, my Allah. You are most loving, my Allah. You are most kind, my Allah. You are most beneficent, most merciful, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have written on your arsh, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي That verily my mercy supersedes my anger. My Allah, we have raised our hands tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have hopes only in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai. Ya Allah, hum siyakar hai. Ya Allah, hum mujrim hai. Am ikari mujrim hai. Ya Allah, we confess our wrongs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we committed too many sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, this Mubarak night, you alone know best whether tonight is Laylatul Qadr or not, my Allah. Ya Allah, if it is Laylatul Qadr, grant all of us at this very moment who have raised our hands, my Allah, begging and tapping at your door, my Allah, and our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah, this large congregation, my Allah, ya elderly people sitting here, ya ulama-i kiram sitting here, mufadhi kiram sitting here, ya Allah, they are youths, my Allah, and these are masoom children, my Allah, they have raised their hands, my Allah, have pity upon us, my Allah, don't make us mahroom, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Allah, we beg you, ya Allah. Every single sin we committed, my Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, knowingly, unknowingly, amadan, khata'an, whatever we did, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, we feel embarrassed and ashamed of the wrongs we did, my Allah. Ya Allah, you did not expose us when we did those sins, my Allah. You are ghafar al-dhunub. Ya Allah, you are Sattar al-Uyub, my Allah. Don't expose us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. رَبَّنَا لَا تُوَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا Ya Allah, Anta Mawlana. Ya Allah, you are our master, my Allah. Ya Allah, it's a nice tarabi we heard. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مولى الذين آمنوا وأن الكافرين لا مولى لهم. Allah, you have mentioned, you are the Mawla, you are the Master, you are the Guardian, you are the Helper, you are the Protector of the Believers, and the Kuffar have no Mawla. Hey, Mawlana, Ya Allah, you are Mawla, my Allah. We beg you tonight, my Allah. فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Ya Allah, help us, guide us, protect the Ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our brothers and sisters who are suffering, Gaza, my Allah. They are being bombarded every single day of their life, my Allah. Allah, they've got food, my Allah. They have to wait for rations to come to them, my Allah. They've got to wait for suitable waters that they can drink, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many children became yatims, my Allah. In the thousands, my Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Eid, our children and grandchildren, Ya Allah, will be wearing new clothing, my Allah, having so much of nice food to eat. Ya Allah, those masoom children who have become yatim, and so many others there, my Allah, will have nothing but, my Allah, the old tattered and torn clothing, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, Tun Parb, Ya Allah, Raham Farma, Karam Kamamla Farma, Afiyat Nasi Farma, Ya Allah, grant them victory now, my Allah. Allah, free Masjid al-Aqsa from the hands of the Yahud, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect Haramain Sharifin. Protect Masjid al-Aqsa. Protect every single masjid in the world, my Allah. Help us to make it abad, my Allah. Help us to make it abad, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become good people, my Allah. Don't make us become bad people, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us have good tongues, my Allah. Clean hearts, my Allah. Pure hearts, my Allah. Grant us qalbi salim, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us qalbi salim, a sound heart, a pure heart. Don't make us have kufr and shirk and nifaq in our hearts. Don't make us become hypocrites, my Allah. Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan is going to go away just now, my Allah. It will come to an end, it will terminate, my Allah. Ya Allah, let it not happen. The day after Ramadan, the day after Eid, our masjid become empty again, my Allah. The same Quran Sharif we were reading, it, then again they collect dust till the next year. Allah, let that not happen, my Allah. Grant us that himmat now, my Allah. Give us the tawfiq, my Allah, of turning over a new leaf, my Allah, of connecting to you, my Allah. Grant us your nisbat, my Allah. Make that nisbat strong, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja. Hame tera bana le. Become ours now, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum gande hai, ya Allah. We know that, my Allah. Ya Allah, besides us, you have thousands and billions of people, my Allah. But besides you, ya Allah, we have nobody, my Allah. We have nobody, my Allah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone we do we worship. You alone we ask for help, my Allah. We're not asking any other person, my Allah. We're only asking you, my Allah. Grant it to us, my Allah. Pour your rahmat upon us, my Allah. There's so many people who are not well, who are sick, my Allah. So many who have got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have underwent chemotherapy, radium therapy. So many in hospitals. So many have got heart diseases, liver diseases. Ya Allah, so many have got depression. Different type of illnesses, my Allah. Masoom children are not well, my Allah. Elderly people are suffering from different type of sicknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Shafi. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa, my Allah. To the barakah of some sincere person sitting here tonight. Some sincere mother or sister at home, my Allah. Answer our du'as, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Especially those who passed away recently, my Allah. Lucky were those who passed away in the month of Ramadan. Grant us the good maut. Give us maut in the month of Ramadan. Give us maut on a Friday, my Allah. Allah, give us maut in Medina Sharif, my Allah. Grant us baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah. His intercession on the day of Qiyamah. Grant us the hood, the kudr, water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Let it not happen that we go running to him and then the angel says, Suhtan, Suhtan, go away from here, you do not belong here. Oh my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Allah, we have not seen our Nabi Islam in this world, my Allah. Allah, we read about his beauty in the Shama'il, my Allah. We read about his beautiful exemplary conduct and character, my Allah. Don't deprive us on the day of Qiyamah in being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we want the Hodi Kothar from his Mubarak hands, Ya Allah. Because enter Jannat in his company, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our home be right next to him, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know we're not worthy, my Allah. Ya Allah, but Rasulullah said that nothing is big for Allah to give. La yata'adamuhu shay. Ya Allah, nothing is hard for you to grant, my Allah. Am to kamzoor hai. Allah, beggar will beg and beg and beg and beg. Somebody might give him 50 cents. Somebody might give him 500 rand, my Allah. There is dunya, generosity of people in this world. Ya Allah, you are most jawad and kareem, my Allah. You are most generous, my Allah. Ya Allah, even though we are Allah, we are not eligible, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are kareem, my Allah. You give so much without us, the recipients, being worthy of it, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have never let us down in this dunya. Ya Allah, when we were in problems, my Allah, you came to our rescue, my Allah. People abandon us, my Allah, but you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have faith in you, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, give us shade under your shade, when there will be no shade but your shade, my Allah. Ya Allah, people will be running to and fro, my Allah. People will be panicking, there will be chaos, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be in the company of Rasulullah. Ya Allah, shower your mercy upon us on the day of Qiyamah. Allah, don't be angry with us, my Allah. Make our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds, my Allah. Let there be no bad deeds, my Allah. Help us to cross Pul Sirat with the speed of lightning, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us struggle in Pul Sirat. Don't make us fall into Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, the fire of dunya, if it burns over finger, we can't tolerate, my Allah. What will happen to us if we have to go to Jahannam, my Allah? Ya Allah, keep the large of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When every ummati will be going past Pul Sirat, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be saying, Allahumma sallim, sallim. Oh Allah, take it easy on my ummati. Take it easy on my ummati. Oh my Allah, we are that special ummat of your most beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have given us so many favors, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, my Allah, you have promised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Ya Allah, grant Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that happiness by forgiving us, my Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, every Nabi will say, nafsi, nafsi on the day. And our beloved Rasulullah on that day he will say, Allahumma, ummati, ummati. May Allah be making shukr to you. You made us in ummat of Rasulullah. May Allah be making shukr to you. You bless us with iman. May Allah make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah with iman. May Allah, these youngsters, ya Allah. So many have gathered today, my Allah. So many youngsters are listening at home, my Allah. Bless them, my Allah. Help them, my Allah. Guide them, my Allah. May Allah, I'm begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hain. Ya Allah, we are so weak, my Allah. We cannot assist them properly, my Allah. You grant on them hidayat, my Allah. Help them, guide them towards your sirat-e-mustaqim, my Allah. Make them ambassadors of deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, any person who is doing wrong, ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Ya Allah, we have oppressed ourselves by doing wrong. وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Ya Allah, if you don't forgive us, you don't have mercy upon us, my Allah, we will be from the losers, my Allah. Ya Allah, help them, my Allah. If anybody is caught in any illicit relationship or any bad behavior and conduct, my Allah, he slipped, my Allah, give him, give her tawfiq at this very moment, my Allah, to make tawbatan nasuha, to feel that sharmindagi and embarrassment and nadamat and regret of committing the sin, and make them abandon the sin, ya Allah, and make us make that firm pledge and promise to you that we will never go back to the sin. And ya Allah, you help us after the month of Ramadan, grant us istiqamat, make our masajid be abad, my Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah, unite our hearts, my Allah. Don't make us just make musafah for the sake of his greeting. Let our souls make musafaha, my Allah. Ya Allah, let the ummah become strong again, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummah is being kicked from pillar to post, my Allah. Nobody is showing any importance to this ummah, to the believing nation, my Allah. Whereas we are the most powerful, my Allah. Make us ambassadors of deen, beacons of hidayat, my Allah. That the disbeliever, just upon seeing us, dealing with us, seeing our exemplary character, we must win him towards Islam, my Allah. Make them come into Islam in droves, my Allah. Ya Allah, in great, great numbers, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the ummah from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our family members, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our relatives, our asatiza, mashayikh, our apas, our students, our neighbors, our friends, our musallis, our muta'alliqeen, my Allah. Every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many things to beg from you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, these brothers have said so patiently, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have said so patiently, my Allah. You give them ajri azim, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we are begging, grant it to us. Grant us even more, my Allah. What we have not asked, and it is good for us, grant it to us, my Allah. We've got so many needs, my Allah. You are the one who knows each person's need, my Allah. You are qadi al-hajat, dafi al-bariyat, ya hal al-mushkilat, Allahumma kashif al-gham. مفرج الهم، مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك، رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما، فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها، رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. يا الله فلفل each person حاجة، my Allah. Remove his worry, my Allah. His sorrow, his grief, his hardship, his calamity, his pain, his suffering, my Allah. There are so many sisters, my Allah. They are divorced, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no husbands, ya Allah. So many are abused, my Allah. Physically they abused, my Allah. Mentally they are tortured, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got nobody to turn to besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, help all of us, my Allah. Create muhabbat, mawadda between husband and wife, parents and children, my Allah. So many families are on fire, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How are we going to face Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah? When our amal is presented to him, my Allah, how he'll feel, my Allah, that I cry for my ummah. I cry for my ummah. I would make so long sajdas and say, Allahumma ummati, ummati. Ya Allah, when Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha was so fortunate on one occasion, and Rasulullah said, Allah, forgive Aisha, ma qaddamat wa ma akharat wa ma asarat wa ma alanat. Allah, forgive Aisha completely, whatever guna she did in the past and future, openly, secretly. Allah, forgive her completely. She became overjoyed. And Rasulullah said, oh Aisha, you're so overjoyed. She says, why not? When you made such a beautiful dua for me, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, you are well away. He said, oh Aisha, ati qasam in Allah, I make this dua for my ummah every single day. 5 times a day I make this dua for my entire ummah. Oh my Allah, make us follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, make us follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The zahiri, batini sunnah. Help us to crush our egos, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat. And the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us from your uliyai kamilin siddiqeen, my Allah. Yeah. Ya Allah, our children, our grandchildren, Ya Allah, make them the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Make them excellent hufaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abram, muqarrabin, maqbulin. If you got elderly parents, Ya Allah, if they're living still, help us to make the khidmat, my Allah. Make us become the coolness of their eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, if our parents have passed on, my Allah, Ya Allah, grant them maghfirat, my Allah. Make the qamar rawdatu min riyadil jannah, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make it be a pit of the pit of jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabul frama. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, make us use it correctly, my Allah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fi al-akhirati hasana, wa qina azab al-nar. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم لا grant us إخلاص المقبوليات ما الله grant us إخلاص المقبوليات يا الله accept this dua ما الله accept this dua ما الله these few words we said ما الله يا الله change our lives ما الله perhaps there's one person who is going to benefit and he can be on the mizan of our hasanat on the day of qiyamah يا الله you know our reality ما الله Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Help us to be true leaders, my Allah. Make us beacons of hidayat. Guide the ulama of this ummah, my Allah. Protect all of us, my Allah. Madaris, makatib, tabligh, jamaat, khanqas, any person, every organization, my Allah. And people are doing good work individually, we don't even know them. But Ya Allah, you are aware of that good work they're doing. Accept it, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين